بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما يزال البلاء بالمؤمن والمؤمنة في نفسه وولده وماله حتى يلقى الله تعالى وما عليه خطيئة. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. There is a riwayat from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we are still in the chapter of sabr, exercising patience. So with regard to that, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that believing man and woman will continuously be afflicted with calamities. Some difficulties, hardships will continuously come to believing man and woman. Fi nafsihi wa waladihi wa malihi. And these difficulties, hardships and calamities will come in respect of themselves, their own selves, their children, their wealth. Hatta yalqa Allah wa ma alayhi khatiyah. Until they meet Allah Ta'ala, and they will meet then Allah Ta'ala without any sin in their name. That is, by their difficulties, hardships they went through, they exercise patience on that, all their sins Allah is forgiving by that. And that is a very, very great gift from Allah, and it is a very, very cheap dealing with Allah Ta'ala. That with these, we find it very hard, the difficulties and hardships, and we are commanded also, and we should all the time make dua for afiyat and salamati. But in any case, these whatever difficulties a person goes through, they are very minor compared to the great gift of forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. We are all great, great sinners, and because of that, these difficulties come. Allah gives us tawfiq of sabr, and then all the sins are forgiven. And then when a person dies and he meets Allah in a state that there is no sin on him. And then he gets all those great, great ni'mats of the year after, and which will be forever and ever. Unfortunately, we have made this dunya our object, and we are afraid to die also. And we are, and the love of dunya has overtaken us. So we just don't want any difficulties, and we don't want to make sabr also. So anyway, this is a great gift from Allah, that we, on account of our sins and our wrongdoing, then Allah Ta'ala brings difficulties and hardships in different aspects of our life. When those difficulties and hardships come, we make sabr on that. Allah Ta'ala forgives all those sins. And the punishment of sin in the year after is too severe to even think about. How difficult and hard it will be. So Allah forgives all those sins in this dunya by those difficulties that came. And then we go, and when we meet Allah Ta'ala, we meet Allah Ta'ala in a state of complete purity, and immediately all the great enjoyments of that life are experienced. Many people, especially in these times, are seeing the dreams of those who have passed away, and they are in great enjoyment there. And they are such enjoyment that we cannot imagine. The beautiful gardens of Jannat which they see in their dreams, those people are in. The wonderful food they are partaking of, and they are just enjoying there. So we shouldn't be so overwhelmed with these difficulties and hardships that come. Really what we have to do is make tawbah and istighfar. And then Allah gives us a smooth life in this world also. And then also, when we meet Allah in that great enjoyment. But with our continuous sinning, all the various types, and many of us, we wonder, what sin am I committing? For example, we all just made Fajr namaz. We made Fajr. We obeyed the command of Allah. But what was our concentration in the namaz? And also even our outward postures of the namaz, many of our postures are also still not correct. This is a great gift that Allah still allows us to come to the masjid, and together with jamaat we can still perform our namaz in spite of our great disobedience. With regard to our families, our children, how much don't we wrong them? We don't fulfill their rights. And the rights of Allah Ta'ala, much less do we fulfill. But yet Allah is feeding us, clothing us, giving us homes, etc. In this cold weather, He keeps us warm. What great favors. So, these difficulties that come, whatever difficulties, they are to compensate for our sins that we have committed. We make sabr on that, we meet Allah, and we get the great enjoyment. All this is a manifestation of the great mercy, kindness, and love of Allah Ta'ala, which He has for His creation, which He has got for us. May Allah let us save us from all sin, make tawbah, and live a carefree, smooth life, and meet Allah in a state that Allah is extremely pleased with us, and we get all the enjoyments of that life.